You're such an asshole.
Hello, children. All right, we got half an hour before I go to my previously scheduled program. Hi, make sure I got this. All right. Hi, Essel. I'm 23 years old, male, living in Ohio. Oh, by the way, sit down's going to be a while. My Livia situation as of now involves me still living at home, saving money. For the last year or so, I've been listening to your content and enjoying it immensely. In the coming months, around November or December, I plan on moving out to an apartment. Currently, I'm employed at a place as a well-compensated professional. I recently took this position after being in an internal STEM-related spot as a contractor for about a year, making $40,000. Did they teach paragraphs at your college? Apparently not. This position I just took is paying $55,000 a year overall, so it was a solid pay raise. Growing up and going through high school, it was a huge chore for me, and I did not get respectable grades freshman through senior year. I detested and loathed going to class almost every day. Early on, I knew that I would save money by going to community college with the possibility of going for my bachelor's at a university, transferring my credit. As of now, I have two associate's degrees. One is in computer information systems, secure systems admin. The other one is network engineering after taking several classes at my community college, Cisco classes at my community college. Before applying and getting my recent job, I applied constantly around the area, and they're all requiring bachelor's degree. Going into the interviews, I would interview fairly well and thought I would secure the job, but that was not the case as employers kept saying they preferred a bachelor. Gee, the employers say we need a bachelor's degree, and you went in with associates and you didn't get the job. Interesting. I wonder how, why. That's a mystery. We're never going to find out now, is it? This is all one paragraph, though, by the way, if you guys were wondering. I understand that you're going to get rejected 20 times before getting the job you desire, but since everyone was saying they preferred a bachelor's, I'm now considering taking classes online to further my education through Phoenix University or Western Governors. One, you go with the accredited one, or were you too lazy to research which one is credited and which one is a bogus school? My first question is, should I keep pursuing industry certifications and say F the time and effort it takes to get a bachelor's or get a bachelor's? I don't know. Would you have gotten job offers if you had a bachelor's? I don't know. Employers are requiring bachelor's degrees. I go and I interview without a bachelor's degree and then I don't get the job. I'm wondering if a bachelor's degree might help. I don't know. Like when you go on dating, you know, profiles or a girl says, I need a guy who's 6 feet tall. I don't know how tall you are, but let's say you're 5'8". Do you just ignore that and say, oh, I'm 5'8" anyway. Hey, how you doing? Do you waste everybody's time, including your own? Or get a bachelor's with while I am young. So I can have a piece of paper employers desperately want. Keep in mind, I already have to do industry certifications such as CompTIA, A+, CompTIA Security Plus, along with some Cisco networking certs I have received in community college. Seems to be a mixed bag when asking people what to do. Some say certifications all the way. Some say to get a bachelor's degree while you are young and keep pursuing certs moving forward. Another cert I want to get is the AWS Certified. Hey, I got a new certification. I'm going to give it to all you Spurgs out there. How about the Get to the Effing Point certification? Not joking. Not joking. You wonder why you paid. We're only a third through this, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Only a third through this. And dude, I understand you hated school. I get it. But the reason you hated school is because people were wasting your time. What do you think this is? Is this how you work? I mean, this is one of those. I never was a big believer in communication skills. I'm like, who can't communicate? Look, you guys have got to get to the point, man. I don't care what field or profession it is, get to the point. And that is what that right there, that advice I just gave you, which you didn't ask about, is well worth the $300 I charge you for this pain in the ass request. Get to the point. My time, see, usually if you're asking consultation from someone or need input from your boss, their time is more valuable than yours. They don't have time to read through your diarrhea of the mouth to finally get to the point. (Clears throat) School really does bore the hell out of me, especially the dreaded gen eds that I would have to take before getting into technical classes. I'm going to answer your question. You have a job right now. You're in the field. Yes, you don't technically have to get yourself a bachelor's degree, but it will help. And so what you should do is first and foremost, keep working because you're making money. Move out of mama and dada house. Move out of mama and dada. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, mommy and dada. So do that. Keep working. Get your certifications because that's really what's going to keep you employed. But if you want better paying jobs, inevitably move towards a bachelor's degree and make sure it is an accredited bachelor's degree. And yes, yes, it's going to suck. It is going to suck. Yes, I guarantee you it's going to suck. But hopefully if you go online through like Western Governors or an accredited program, they will cut through the chase as opposed to like an in-person school where it's like there they have you physically and they're going to bleed you dry with all your prereqs and all that. My other questions do not relate to career advice as I'm making decent money from my job as well as investing money in the stock market and Roth IRA. Starting late last year, I started following former hedge fund manager named Paul Mampilly. He has a newsletter you can subscribe to for stock picks and mega trends that are transforming our infrastructure across the economy. Sectors relating to blockchain technology, new energy, battery storage, autonomous vehicles, precision medicine. Yeah, got it. Get to the effing point, you royal pain in the ass. Precision medicine, crypto, the Internet of Things, artificial intelligence, etc. Overall, he is very knowledgeable. Has taught me a lot in regards to the market as a whole. Not only has he helped me make good money on big winners, but he has also helped me expand my knowledge across different domains separate from the stock market. Between investing my money and out getting a solid raise of money is not an issue going forward. My biggest concerns and issues moving forward are Western society. What the hell did you, what was that entire paragraph about then? What the hell was that paragraph? Why can't you just say, I'm concerned about Western society and the direction of the United States? I am too. You know why? Because everybody wastes their labor and my time just consuming our time and money on things that aren't relevant. I understand I am young, but I know history and appreciate how great the country the United States is for so many people. No, it's not that great. It's actually kind of a toxic environment. And it is parasitic. You'll learn that. To see our country get torn apart from the inside is heartbreaking to me. These politicians knowingly tell lies to sway public opinion and hurt the masses since they cannot critically think. Really? You're telling me this? You're telling me? No kidding. Wow, let's waste more of my time. They're not alone, however. The mainstream media, social media, and education system are trying to divide us now more than ever, diving us based off of ethnicity, socioeconomic status, gender, even now the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. They want us to focus our attention on each other and expose our differences as it is inherently a bad thing to be. Are you like a born-again Christian? You just discovered Christ and now you're just discovering this? You're like, hey, did you know? I guess my second question is, how can people like us who work hard and care about the direction of the country be happy in the end when so many resources, people are trying to divide us to the point of no return? All right. One, you need to learn to hate your fellow man and realize the United States is not that great of a country. It was, but most people here are scumbags and deserve to be taken advantage of, including quote unquote Republicans, conservatives, libertarians, and that like. Most people are scumbags. It doesn't matter what their politics are. All right. Two, go get the book, Enjoy the Decline. You need to give up hope on like there's some way. How do we do it? Give up. People are vote. The parasites and the immoral people outrank the producers and what token few moral people there are. Right. So go get the book, Enjoy the Decline, and read it. The second thing, appreciate sanity. At least appreciate that you know what's going on. And if you don't know what to go get, Sanity is the Future of Wealth, read through that. All right. Two, have a plan B. Start studying. Take a fraction of the time you spend barfing up word diarrhea, wasting everyone's time, and go study foreign countries you might want to move to. All right. Get a plan B together. Start traveling. Start doing global reconnaissance. That's about it. There you go. You need to accept that the United States is going to collapse. It is collapsing, and the people are voting for it. You need to accept the fact that there is very few non-cancerous cells in this organic body called the United States. That's the majority of people here. And you, as you get older, you'll realize that. And then there's no saving the country. Give it up. Prepare to escape the Titanic. That's what you need to do. Third. Third point is specific to kids. I do not want to have a family moving forward, but not at least until my late 20s or early 30s. I want to be financially stable and find the right girl, which is extremely hard nowadays since so many of them are radical feminists and leftists, especially girls my age. The education system is a joke. So the one thing I worry about when bringing a kid in this world, I go back and forth on this, but in the end, I know I'll never have a better relationship with anyone than my wife and kid and other immediate family. Your thoughts? God, here, read another book called The Book of Numbers so you understand just how low your chances are of finding a quality, marriageable woman. But if you want to get married and you want to have kids and you don't think your life will be complete without, like, you want to do it, which is perfectly understandable. That's how people are programmed and trained. You're going to have to put work into it. And that work becomes improving yourself to make yourself the most attractive and accomplished man possible so you attract stable, quality, and ideally traditional women. Related to your previous question, doing reconnaissance overseas, you may have to go to a foreign or more traditional culture to find a woman that is more conducive to being a stay-at-home wife, traditional wife, mom, kids, that type of thing. But even there, as the internet spreads the cancer of feminism and eliminates traditional marriageable women, it's becoming, your chances decrease over time. Not to say it's not possible, but it decreases over time. Finally, do not think overseas is some kind of panacea, universal solving problem to find yourself the girl saw, or let alone a traditional wife. A lot of times they're looking for a green card. A lot of times it's not that they're grubbing for money, but the tradition is, oh, well, you send money back to the family, which, being raised in America and truly believing in equality to men and women, no. And oh, by the way, you're not my parents. F off. But Aaron, you don't understand. That's their culture. Look, I know your peen hasn't been touched in a while. Not you. I'm talking these old guys. But that's just their culture. I just send money back like a good little boy. So there's stuff like that in the former Soviet Union. A lot of times you got to worry about scam artists. Oops, did I forget to mention I had a kid? Oh, now he's here. Oh, he's just my friend. He's just my friend Rocco from Slovenia. Yeah, he just watches over me. We're totally not having sex behind your back. Totally. But yeah, I would be focusing on your career. Hang on. What is that?
Is that a moth? No, that is a fly of some kind.
I got in my recording studio. Now we're up. All right, there we go. So I'm not against it, but you should go to a foreign country. You should travel. Spend time in these countries, not in the tourist spots, but find if you like a particular culture. I'd recommend Asian culture because it's Asian and traditional and they like themselves. They don't hate themselves. You may want to try Middle Eastern, Islamic or Muslim. Not that you'd have to join Islam, but there's a monoculture there that, and they like themselves. Then there's the former Soviet bloc where they went through the communist horrors. And they know that the government is not their savior or their lord or their religion or their Christ. And women are a little bit more traditional there. But again, that's all changing. That's all changing. So finally, in regards to that, you are going to have to accept that there's a fair chance, not a guarantee, but a fair chance that you will never be married and have kids. You might be, I'm sorry, happily married with children. Go get the Book of Numbers, this book right here again, analyzing the ROI and the pursuit of women, and see just how low your chances are and what kind of work is required to find yourself a good quality woman. Okay. So you got that. Lastly, I want to point out my hobbies and what I like to do outside of work. I enjoy learning new skills in the IT world in regards to certification, pursuing personal IT projects, and more knowledge. Reading self-help books, biographies, and books about technologies have always interested me. Golfing with some friends is another hobby of mine I enjoy. How about being brief and succinct? How about you pick up that new hobby? Playing video games from time to time is something I can enjoy during my free time, strictly reserved for the weekends. Even though I'm quite busy, I do not feel satisfied nor happy with my life. Even when engaging in these hobbies, my mind cannot help but ponder all the negative aspects of life. Growing up, I was always more introverted than extroverted and felt alienated my whole life. It seemed growing up, I always enjoyed the presence of older people around me when compared to my other people my age. Getting older and wiser, I now know this is due to me enjoying conversations that deviate from the norm. I've not formally tested my IQ. Well, why don't you get, hey, Cappy, do you got books? By God, do I have books. Curse of the High IQ. I've not had it formally tested. I have just taken an online test, which makes me question how valid it really is. Going 122, this puts me in about 2 deviations from the mean, which only makes sense on why I'm so easily bored from the typical conversations people have. Do people even get a word in with you otherwise? Most people don't like talking about technology, where society is headed, economics, philosophy, theology, etc. It is odd I scored that high, though, since I don't feel smart at all, just different wants and desires compared to the average person. You'd be amazed how little it takes to be smarter than the average person. My last question is, how do I find people that I could truly connect with to gain more solid friendships, since I only have a couple I can count on? Some high IQ societies online could help at a certain extent, but I worry many. Is this where we analyze all your options? Is this where we analyze them? You go through all the possible solutions to this. You analyze them. What do you think? But I worry many of those people are egotistical and exude narcissistic qualities. Even some as introverted as I am need people to identify, communicate with. Moving away from Ohio is not something I'm entirely against, although I do have family here who I am close with. I apologize for the length of this, but I'm hopeful you will have some answers for me soon. Please do a video response to keep me honest. Thank you. All right. You need to shut up and listen to people. Okay. You need to get to the point in everything. Your social, your day, like, what girl is going to tolerate this on your social life? All right. You need to learn the art of listening. Now, I don't have a book for that. One of the few things that maybe I should write one. Get to the point and learn to listen to people. Right? Respond to what they say. And I have a general rule. Usually these are people like, it doesn't sound like you have a problem talking to people. How do I make friends? For every 3 things someone says, you say 1 thing about yourself. When they talk, you ask them a follow-up question about themselves. You rarely talk about yourself. But to answer your question, yeah, it sucks having a high IQ. There's not that many people to go around. You're in the world of IT, you're an introvert to begin with, and you're not in school, you're not in a physical school. And one of the things that people take for granted when they're younger, especially when they're in high school or college, you assume these people are going to be around forever. No, that is an artificial environment that goes away at the age of 22 or whenever you graduate from college. Then you go to work where there's no guarantee these people are going to be your intellectual equals or your philosophical equals majoring in the same thing. The professional equals, they're in this job, it is not that smart, they're not as gung-ho, whatever. What are you? You're 26? You're 23. Yeah, it's over. Yeah, it's all downhill from now. And especially now, keep in mind, you've been under the disease where you've not been allowed to go out and be friendly. So that's thrown a huge kink in other people's plans. But generally after college, especially for high IQ people, your chances of finding intellectual peers and friends and colleagues goes down. People move. People aren't that smart. You're dumped out into the real world where, my God, are people stupid. Your generation, and arguably my generation as well, as people get older, they're lazier. They're already lazy, but they're already lazier. They don't want to go out. I join a class. You might have to look at a fraternal order like the Elks or the Masons or something like that. But I, like the future of the United States, I would give up hope. Accept the reality. You're not going to find a hot girl. You're not going to be happily married. You're not going to have wonderful kids. school's going to suck. Your career's going to suck. The United States is likely to collapse. I don't know when, but it's going to deteriorate. And your social life is also going to suffer because most people suck. If you don't believe me, go get that book, Curse of the High IQ. And there you go. Glad I could help. And above all else, get to the effing point. Super chats, and we'll go live on the thing. Hey, look who's here. Look who's here. Hey, Swalu's also in the house too. All right. Let's get through it. Shaft Driven Metal, $5. Yes, my father and I have been tracking political events. He's been telling me to consider moving countries. Yes. Does any industrious young person or old person should move? Swallow Blue, $2. Beep, boop, boop, boop. I'm a robot. Am I, is my audio bad? Michael Ivor, new guy, $5. 26 years married, living the dream, 2 great kids in their 20s, all hard work. Yep. You put in the work. I bet you your wife ain't a fat, disgusting sow either, Mike. I bet you she's a loving, caring wife. I bet you she might have even occasionally raised the kids here and there. Darius, you can, you as long there, Google bans certain words, so you gotta be really politically correct. Brian Dupree, $5. On a hike now, took half a day off because I'm self-employed. Good man. I may get to a hike today. I may not, because I've had so much work backed up. All right. We'll be on in about 10 minutes or so. We're going to go through the beat. We're going to get everybody grab a stick and grab a dead horse. We're going to beat it. See you guys later. Toodles.